Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson says the Heber Valley gets 40% to 70% of their energy from hydro, wind, and solar power. The balance they get from the Huntington Coal Power Plant, which will eventually be decommissioned.
Looking at this small nuclear power plant as an option is something we have to consider as a board. I'll be honest, I've been reading a lot about this, and I'm not 100% sure I have an opinion one way or the other yet. This is strictly an educational trip to find out if it's worth it to us. They are asking for investment. It's brand new technology, as in, I don't even think it's all the way approved yet, but the Department of Defense is heavily involved. A Department of Energy is heavily involved. It's not even built, so we're taking a look at, I think, conceptually what's going to happen there.
Heber Light and Power is not planning to build a nuclear power plant in Wasatch County.
If we were to move forward with this, we would actually invest in building this structure, and then we would purchase power from them. And as an initial investor, we've been guaranteed about a 6 cent per kilowatt rate, which is a little bit higher than hydro and water, but not as high as other forms of power.
Heber Light and Power has already invested $100,000 with the nuclear power company NuScale, who are looking for more financing to complete the nuclear power project by 2023.
They're looking for a decision from us, and they want to know if we're willing to continue to move forward investing. About $100,000 has already been invested, and that's money we will not get back. Does that mean we need to move forward? No. Absolutely not. It just means we need to continue to educate ourselves. And there will be several more large payments that they'll be looking for.
Johnson and Heber Mayor Colleen Potter want to establish an advisory board to help guide their local power company through the future challenges of bringing affordable power to the growing Heber Valley. That effort was voted down 3-2 by the Heber Light and Power Board of Directors.
That's a strange one to me, because I really I don't understand how we could have lost out to have an advisory board. They can't make action. They can only advise us, and we're all spread fairly thin. And so to have an additional arm of people working to give us information would have been, in my opinion, extremely helpful.
She says they reached out to the community and identified a number of qualified residents who were interested in serving. Johnson hopes the board will reconsider their decision. Rocky Mountain Power wants to install above-ground power lines through the Heber Valley to complete a transmission which would deliver power from Wyoming to the Wasatch Front.
The citizens have made it very, very clear that the huge, tall power lines and structures that started down Highway 40 is not what they want to see marching through their valley. So we are working with Rocky Mountain Power, looking at other alternatives. They really need to be able to come through. And so we would like to see them be cooperative with us in helping to solve that. We understand what their needs are, that they need to complete a loop, and coming through our valley is the cheapest, fastest, easiest way for them to do that.
She says there are good arguments for burying the lines, and she hopes they can find a resolution with Rocky Mountain Power. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.